Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
how we love Jesus today. We're so blessed and thankful to be back on the broadcast today. You're listening, excuse me, welcome to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry, where we're empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I'm your co-host for today, Sister Ruby Larry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one that's led, please come on the broadcast, and you can pray and send up to the Lord before you go to your regular assembly. And the anointing of the Lord will be there. We're normally on for 30, 35 minutes as the Lord sees fit each Sunday. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. And boy, we need fresh oil. He's been sending it daily to his people on this earth, us, the church. The call in is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministry54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages as I'm speaking now. We appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word for you. And we ask y'all to pray, each and every one all over, to pray God's will that it continue to be done on this broadcast daily. And we're so grateful and thankful that he allowed us to come on and host this time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank you so much. And with that, we're going to go and ask Elder Peggy Jones, if she's able, to open us up with prayer. And next voice you'll hear will be our own Minister Liberal Democrat, all the way from Los Angeles, California, and he will be bringing the word of life. And our topic is cry aloud and spare not. And we're coming out of Isaiah chapter 58. We got to verse 1 of Evangelist Ray, and that's where you would find it out. And I read it out the King James Version. Elder Peggy Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Father God, we come right now, Lord, we just come right now thanking you, Father, for everything that you're doing for us, Father, and everything that you've done already, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Lord, saying thank you, Almighty God. God, you are awesome, God, and God, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. We thank you for last night rest and this morning rise, and we thank you for the reverend word that's going to come forth today for Minister Democrat, Lord. We ask that you just take him down in your word, Lord, and bring him back in your word, Lord. Allow us to get a Raymond word from him today, Lord, a word that would change our situation, Father, for we realize that just one word, Lord, will make a difference in our lives. Lord, we come right now, Lord, just thank you for the founder of this ministry, Lord, the head of this ministry, the angel of this ministry, Lord, Evangelist Bernard. We ask you just continue to take care of her, Lord, put her arms of protection around her, Lord, as well, Lord. Lord, we know the things that she has before you with this crusade, Lord Jesus. We bind Satan that may try to come against the crusade. We bind Satan that may try to come against her right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We plead the blood of Jesus over the crusade, Lord. We thank you in advance for the soul that's going to come forth, the soul that's going to come crying out, what must I do to be saved, Lord? We thank you for the ones that's going to make the sacrifice to do that as well, Lord. Lord, we thank you also, Lord, for the woman of God that stand beside her, Sister Ruby, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless her, continue to watch over her, and keep her as well, Lord. And everyone that makes this call a sacrifice, to make this call every day, Lord Jesus, to be on the call, to hear your word, Lord, or to speak your word, Lord. We thank you for it right now, Lord. Allow your word to go out, Lord, and not come back for it. But you said in your word, Lord, your word will not go out and come back for it, Lord. Allow our ears to hear. Allow our ears to listen to your word. Allow our ears to be able to take heed and not only just hear and listen, but also apply the word of God to our lives on a daily basis. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's on this call. The more that's not on the call, that's getting on the call, we ask that you just allow them to get on the call, Lord, and allow everything to be good, Lord. We thank you in advance for you ministering to our need, Lord. Some is coming for one thing, Lord, and some is coming for another. But, Lord, we know that you be a God that will never fail us, Lord, that you be a God that can answer, hear and answer prayers, Lord. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, Lord. We ask you to continue to watch over this ministry, Lord. Let there be no lack in the homes for the one that's provided, Lord. Also, Lord, we ask that you open up the other finances can be a blessing to the ministry as well, Lord, in a financial way, Lord. We thank you for everyone that's here, Lord Jesus, listening out on the airways, Lord, whatever their needs may be, Lord. We ask you to meet their need as well, Lord Jesus. This is the reason why we're here, Lord. You said compel men and women to come into Christ, Lord Jesus. Go into the highways and hedges, Lord Jesus. And we come, Lord, to the highways and hedges, Lord. And wherever this word reaches, Lord, wherever, which way it go, where it go, north, east, south, or west, Lord, which way it go, Lord, Lord, allow the men to come to you saying, I want to be saved, Lord. I want to change and turn my ways, Lord. We thank you for changing our lives, Lord, so we will want to work undone, Lord. We thank you for you just looking past our faults and seeing our needs, Lord. And we realize, Lord Jesus, if you did it for us, Father, you'll do it for the next person, Lord. We thank you for this word, Lord. Cry out loud, Lord. Give Minister Democrat what you have for us to say. For us to know, Lord Jesus. We just say thank you for it. We thank you for on yesterday. We had a powerful word, Lord, from Evangelist Bernard. Lord, we just thank you for that word as well, Lord. We just thank you for everyone that's on this call on a daily basis, Lord, and the one that desired to be on the call but could not be on the call, Lord. We ask you just to minister to every need, Lord. Open up jobs. We release jobs in the atmosphere. We release healing in the atmosphere. We release good health in the atmosphere. We release it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. We release peace in the atmosphere. We release homes in the atmosphere, really cars in the atmosphere right now. Open doors right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just say thank you, Father, for everything that you're going to do in our and throughout this ministry, Lord. We just say thank you, Lord Jesus. And everything that's given to this ministry, Lord, we ask you to give it back a hundredfold, Lord. We realize, Lord Jesus, with this ministry, Lord Jesus, as Evangelist Bernard being the head, Lord, we ask you to start with her, Lord. As we know, Lord, if you start blessing with her, Lord Jesus, then it falls down Aaron's beard, Lord. We thank you for the blessing that's falling down Aaron's beard and it's been saturated to our lives, Lord. We thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you for the one that say, I'll stand by myself if I have to stand by myself and give a reverent word, Lord, and stand on the word of God, Lord Jesus. We said, let there be no lack, Lord Jesus, in our minds, in our hearts, in our situation, in our issue. Let there be no lack, Lord Jesus. Realizing, God, you are God. To sit high and look low, Lord, you are the one that owns a cattle of a thousand hills, Lord. And all we have to do is just ask of you, Father. We thank you. We love you. We praise you, God. We be careful, Lord, to give you the honor, Lord, today, Lord. Have your way on this service, in this service right now, Lord. Have your way right now. You welcome in this service, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We welcome into this service right now, Holy Spirit. You welcome to our lives, Holy Spirit. Have your way right now. Minister to the need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. And we'll be the one to come back and say, Lord, thank you for what you've done, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray this prayer, Lord. Amen.
Amen. We just thank the Lord. Your lines are open. You can just praise the Lord a minute. Hallelujah.
That yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Into the word. Hallelujah. Prophet Michael Davis, your
Hallelujah.
Line is open. I said, Hallelujah. God bless. Woo, glory. That was anointed
Hallelujah.
Prayer.
Hallelujah.
Johnson. Yeah. Woo,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you
praise
for
him.
Being on.
Praise him.
No,
praise
every
him. Just keep praising him.
Who was going to come
him.
On first and bring that before us? It's just been so anointed. Ooh, we just praise you.
Lord.
We just lift you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Magnify
praise
your holy
God.
Name. Thank you. And we give you the glory. We give you the praise. Without you, we can't
yes,
do it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sail. Without you, we'd be like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. We
yes.
love you this afternoon. And
we
praise
you, Lord. We
you.
Love you, Lord.
Your holy name, Lord Jesus, because you're holy. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Check ourselves and be righteous and holy.
Hallelujah.
a holy life for you, that we can be the children of God that you have sent out to witness and to bring souls and to bring the anointed, powerful word of yours to
yes,
this
Lord.
Broadcast, Lord. Hallelujah. To Father,
hallelujah.
Get out of us. Hallelujah. The ones you have sent on
hallelujah.
This Lord. To bring your rhema word. Hallelujah. Like Elder Peggy said, let us hear our ears, our heart to open up, because it was anointed word starting yesterday from Evangelist Amy
Bernard. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, hallelujah today, and we just want to give you some praise and some glory.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Go. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity that we can lift you up, our Savior. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Our way maker.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Our provision.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Oh,
Jesus.
God, hallelujah.
Yeah. God, you're good, God. God, you're awesome, God. You're an awesome God.
Glory, praise, hallelujah. Woo, set the atmosphere for this anointed word to come forth. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Opportunity, hallelujah. That you bring the atmosphere.
My God.
Atmosphere, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
He called of a Sunday.
Hallelujah.
My Sunday.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Awesome God.
Hallelujah.
God, you're an awesome God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You're an awesome God.
This is
the hour to praise God, because your praise is going to break chains. Your praise is going to get you the breakthrough. Your praise is going to allow you to see things from God's perspective. The praise destroys the work of Satan. Remember when Jehoshaphat, he called on the Lord, and God sent a prophet to Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, and he said, "Be still, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. This great army has come against us. This battle has come against us." And he sent out Judah first. That was the instruction of the Lord. That was the word from the prophet to send Judah out first. Judah means to praise God. And as they praise God, then
hallelujah.
The enemy begins to destroy themselves because of the praise. But see, the thing about it is, you got to be deep in the spirit to praise God. You got to go deep, because your praise is going to depend on your experience with God. You can't praise him if you don't know him. You got to get to know him first, then you can praise him, because you know what he'll do for you. He'll bring you out without a doubt. Then you can call the devil a lie and say, "No weapon formed against me shall prosper." Glory to God. But you praise him because you know him. You praise him because you love him. You praise him for what he's already done. My God.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy of the
praise.
Oh, yes,
God.
Hallelujah.
You
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And the devil is a lie, because he don't want you to praise him. He don't want you to open up your mouth and bless God. But if you open your mouth and begin to bless God, you will see God begin to move on your behalf. You can't do nothing with your mouth closed. You got to open your mouth and bless God. When you was in the nightclub, you was partying and saying, hey, now come on with Jesus. Now that you're on this side, you can say to Jesus belongs the glory, the praise, and the honor.
Hallelujah.
My God from glory. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
It don't matter what you're going through. It don't matter what you're suffering. It don't matter what you're struggling. Just keep praising him anyway, because you're praising him by faith, and your faith will cause God to move on your behalf. Just try him. He can never fail you.
Hallelujah.
My God from glory.
Hallelujah.
God, my God. Just put him to the test and see what he comes through for you. He said, lo, I'll be with you always, even to the ends of the world. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll be with you. But just praise him.
Hallelujah.
My God from glory.
God from glory. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Prophet Michael and Elder Peggy Jones. We just thank you that the Lord received this praise for we taught him with the word. And Minister Democrat, he's bringing the word today. It's cry out loud, spare not. He's from Los Angeles.
Glory.
Oh, yeah, hallelujah. Y'all pray. As the Lord knows, we're going to open it up. And next voice you'll hear is Minister Democrat.
We thank God for those who called in on today. Amen. You could have been anywhere else. Amen. But you wanted to be a part of this, amen, New Destiny Ministry broadcast. A time of reflection. And as we reflect, amen, hallelujah, the message today, the lesson today, is cry loud. Amen. Spare not. In other words, God wants you to tell him everything. Amen. We know we don't tell people stuff because they might worry. We don't tell people stuff because they might get upset. But there's no problem in your life, amen, that God cannot handle. Will you make him bigger with me? Will you magnify the Lord with me right now? Make him bigger than any problem and anybody in your life. How can I do that? Amen. By even crying loud in this prayer and sparing not, telling him everything. Can we do that today? Somebody say out loud, I'm going to tell him everything. Hallelujah, Lord, amen of God. Come on, come on. Find you a place. You might be sitting in your car right now. Your windows are rolled up. Amen. You're sitting in your room right now. Amen. You're holding the phone. Amen of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And some things that you cannot tell people. Amen. But God said, when you're talking to me, you can tell me anything. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, right now, Lord, I'm going to tell you everything. Hallelujah. Somebody had a bad day. You had problems. Amen. You wanted to cry, but people, amen of God, when you tell them how you feel, they say, amen, you're having pity problems. So, amen of God, you keep it on the inside. But God said, amen, I want you to tell it to me. Come ye all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody else, amen, find your place. If you got to get on your knees today, if you got to, amen, get comfortable, amen, where you at right this second, amen, I'm going to cry loud. That don't mean I'm going to scream, amen, amen, Rob, but I'm going to get it out of me. Hallelujah, I'm no longer going to hold it on the inside. Come on, somebody, amen, but I'm going to tell you all about it. Come on, somebody, cry loud and spare not, whatever it was. Amen, amen. God done heard everything. You can't shock God. Hallelujah. He's seen it in the name of Jesus. He was there when it went down. He was there when you thought about it. Amen, in the name of Jesus right now. Amen. Come on, come on, come on. Find your place. Amen. This is a time of reflection. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, when I think about what happened to me this week, amen, stuff that I've been holding on the inside. Amen. I said, Lord, if I can just make it to prayer, amen, I can tell you all about it. Come on, come on. Amen. Somebody needs to be talking to God right now. Hallelujah. Lord, I've been going through this. Lord, I've been experiencing this. And I know I'm supposed to be strong. I know I got position. But God, I've been going through. Oh, God, and I need you to pour into me right now. Come on, somebody. Just give God that wave off here. Somebody will say, Lord, I need you to pour into me right now. I've been pouring into people. I've been praying for folk. But, oh, God, it's me right now. Standing in the need of prayer. Cry out tonight. This afternoon, this morning, wherever you find yourself listening to this broadcast. and spare not. Come on, come on. Somebody need to say this with us. God, from now on, I'm going to tell you everything. Hallelujah. Amen. I make you bigger than I got it. But I'm on this line with my brothers and my sisters. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. I begin to magnify you. I make you bigger than that person. I make you bigger than that place. I make you bigger than that thing that happened to me years ago, weeks ago, a few minutes ago, maybe just before I called into here. But Lord, you bigger. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I cry out and I spare not. Amen. I tell you every single thing. Let me do it today. Somebody, before we go into the message. Amen. We want to create an atmosphere. Amen. But we're not holding anything back. How, if you need to repent, Lord, before I call into this broadcast. Amen. I said some things. I thought some things. But God, forgive me. Oh, come on, somebody. Cry loud and spare not. It's not about how loud you sound. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Put your phone on mute. We will not hear you. Amen. But God said it's time now to stop holding stuff on the inside. God wants you to tell me everything. Yes, I know it. Oh, but God wants you to speak. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly knowing that he's not going to put your business out. He's not going to judge you. He's not going to do this. But God is going to fix it. Hallelujah. By the end of this prayer. Amen. Somebody believe that God is going to fix it. Hallelujah. Lord, amen in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that fix-it spirit. Those that be obedient and cry loud and spare not. Those that, amen, are bold enough. Amen. To tell you everything. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Somebody praying right now. Lord, I'm telling you everything. I'm not holding back. Amen, amen. I know I should have been doing this. I should have been doing that. Oh, God, but give me the strength. Pour back into me. Oh, God, I've been praying for people. I'm talking to the intercessors. Amen. Those have been praying for somebody. Those have been holding somebody up. But God, pour back into the intercessor right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, your people are under attack. Oh, God, cover them. Oh, come on, come on. In the name of Jesus. Amen. As we get our roots out. Amen. Every prophet, every preacher, every pastor. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You just begin. You begin to believe. Amen. You begin to bind up that strong man. In the name of Jesus. God, I need you to move. I need you to do it. God, I need you, oh God, to have my gift. Make room for me. In other words, something needs to be moved out of the way. Oh, come on, somebody. Bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. God, I need you to come into my job. I need you to come into my home. I need you to get into this car before I get home. I need you to get into this car before I talk to anybody else. I have to tell you this. Amen. Somebody need to confess to God. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Cry loud. This is your time to spare not. Tell him everything. Amen. Before you get home, before you get to that job. Amen. Before you get up out of this prayer. God wants you, amen, to empty yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. My storage is empty. I don't want to hold nothing when I get up out of this prayer. Amen. I don't want to hold hate. I don't want to hold fear. Amen. I don't want to hold doubt inside of me. I want this vessel to be empty. Come on. Spare not. Don't save anything. Amen. Pour it out. God wants you to get rid of it. Amen. Before we go into this message. All right. We're almost done here. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Even if you are walking around right now. How you might be walking back and forth. Amen. God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 But pour out. Amen. Think about it. I got to pour it out. Even if you need to get you a glass of water right now. And get at it and say, Lord, this is all the stuff that I've been holding inside. This is all the hate. This is all the fear. Amen. This is all the disappointment that I've been holding inside. Come on. Somebody went and got that glass. Somebody pour it up with water right now. I'm going to pour it out in Jesus' name by faith. When I pour this water down the sink, When I pour it outside my car, you might be drinking some soda or something. And then roll your window down and say, Lord, when I pour it out onto the ground. Amen, amen, amen. That's what I'm leaving it right there. I'm leaving it on the ground. I'm going to leave it down the sink. If I got to pour it down the sink, if I'm in my house. If you're in your house, pour it down the sink. If you're outside, pour it on the sidewalk. Pour it on the street. But when I pour it, then I'm going to leave it there in Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm not going to pick it back up. But I'm going to leave it there like the song said. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. If I trust and never doubt, amen, amen, he will surely bring me out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him. Amen. Don't pick it back up. You pour them down the sheet. Amen. Amen. That doubt went down. That fear. That unforgiveness. All of that, amen to God, that fear and intimidation went down the sheet. Amen. All that, amen, guilt and accusations that you were holding on the inside. That unforgiving spirit. You was not forgiving yourself. Amen. But you poured it on the street. You poured it down your sheet. Amen. Now you can praise him. Lord, I can, oh, come on, somebody. I can praise you now. Amen. I cried out and I spared not. I lifted up my voice like a trumpet. Amen. In other words, amen. When I'm sparing not, amen, I'm not saving anything. I'm not keeping no hate inside of me. I'm not keeping no fear. I'm not keeping no unbelief. Amen. But I'm believing you. I'm crying out right now. I'm sparing out in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody. Somebody's still on their knees crying. Somebody's still walking back and forth in worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody is moving his head side to side. Lord, I thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. When I was obedient, I feel differently. Amen. Than when I first called into this line. Amen. Not a lot of emptied out. My storage is empty. I'm available now. I'm available now. My hands are available. My mind is available. Oh God, my words are available. Amen. I can speak positive. I can decree now. Or I can give declarations now. Hallelujah. My storage is empty. I spare not. Hallelujah. I don't got nothing left. Come on, somebody. I ain't got nothing left. I got no condemnation. And I feel all right in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you bless this message. Cover, 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 God. Oh, God, that the seed of this message will fall on good ground in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Hallelujah. All right, amen. So we're about to get ready to go into our message. Amen, amen, amen. Those of you that are listening to us online, amen, follow us on BibleGateway.com. Amen, amen. And we're going to go to Isaiah 58 and notice that first verse, verse number 1. Amen. Those of you got your Bibles, amen. We're coming from the King James Version. Amen. And we want to talk today about crying loud. It reads, Isaiah chapter 58 and verse 1, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Cry loud, spare not. That's what we're going to talk about. We're just going to deal with those two because it's a lot in here. And I want to give you, we're going to teach a little bit and we're going to preach a little. Is that all right? And pull down some strongholds. Now, a lot of us, when you hear the word cry, many people think of a cry as somebody being weak. Amen. Oh, look at them crying. They're crying because they're weak. And I don't want weak people around me. I don't want you to cry like that all the time. But scientists, amen, have figured out that crying, amen, helps you. There was a book out in 1970 by a person called Janov, J-A-N-O-V. If you want to look this book up, and we're talking about the primal scream. The primal scream. Now, many people, when they study, amen to God, therapy, and you go to therapy, and many of us are in therapy or have gone to it, they deal basically with your emotional being. How does your mind feel? Amen, amen. They deal with, amen to God, amen, your memories and how does it affect your emotions and stuff. And they only deal with one part of it. But in Janone's book, and he talks about the cry, amen, he talks about it as a primal scream. And every now and then, we notice that when we are under attack, and an animal comes at you, what is the first thing that you do? You don't talk and try to understand it. You scream. And so from this particular message, I'm going to, amen, acquaint you with the scream that you have on the inside of you. The Bible says, amen, cry loud and spare not. Don't hold nothing inside. When you're under attack, I want you to spiritually scream. So we find that, amen, of God, amen, many of us were chased just the other day by animals, by dogs or whatever. And when the dog got close enough, what you did, you let out a primal scream, and something inside of the thing that was attacking you understood that when you scream, you are protected. That means something inside of you is stronger than me. Well, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Cry loud and spare not. So something about a cry. God understood this. His prophets understood this. I want you to acquaint the people, brother preacher, as I was praying, with their primal scream that they had inside of them. And I began to read more and talk more and say, Lord, amen, that the people in this particular experiment that Janone was talking about, that we would sit down, amen, Janone realized that the therapist was only getting acquainted with how you feel. Amen. And the people that are tuned into here, amen, you would say, amen to God, how I feel. I feel sad, amen, when I think about certain things. Or it makes me angry when I think about certain things. But amen to God, it never dealt with the nervous situation. Like, what has it done physically to your body? Because of what you're thinking about, it affects you. You have a nervous condition. Hallelujah. Amen to God. You're always, amen, in the body, amen, amen, going through, you're physically, amen, are challenged by, amen, something in your nervous system is upset because of your past, something in your nervous system is upset because of what you went through. So what Janone realized was that, amen to God, amen, that the therapy is only going to deal with the cerebral thing of the thing. How it makes them feel, but I need to get into, amen to God, what's affecting the body, because it's not only affecting the mind, the stuff that somebody has called into this mind, but what you are going through is affecting the body. Amen. You are affecting your family. You are affecting your congregation. You are affecting your prayer group. So it's time now for you to acquaint yourself with the primal scream. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. The Bible says, cry loud. Amen. So in other words, when a dog comes up to you, amen to God, you don't go into prayer. Amen to God. You don't say, amen to God, I wonder, amen, what I should do. You don't try to talk to it. The first thing and your reaction, your primal reaction is to scream. Hallelujah. But when the adversary comes and bothers you, and the adversary tries to upset your ministry, tries to upset those assigned to you, you try to reason with them. Amen. Like you know, recognize, amen, that the therapist, people are trying to reason with you. But every now and then, you have to scream. Hallelujah. Amen. When you scream, there's a certain release. And God understood when you scream and you're releasing something. Amen. When you give God that scream, amen, everything that you've been holding in all week long begin to come out. Somebody said, I can't wait till I get to church so I can get my shout on. I can't wait till I get to church so I can get my primal scream on. Cry loud and spare not. Amen. By the end of this message, hopefully we can get you, amen, into your primal scream where you can say, amen, from now on, I'm not going to hold anything inside of me. Cry. That's the first thing you say, cry. Cry. If you don't cry, the Bible says that the very rocks will cry out. So there must be power in crying. Some of y'all said, amen to God, I'm not going to cry because it's weak. But amen, the kind of cry he was talking about, amen to God, was a primal cry. Because when you cry like this, amen to God, something is going to be released. Amen to God, amen to God. Some power is going to be released. Some anointing is going to be released. When you start letting stuff out, the Bible says, to the pulling down of the stronghold. So amen, how do I pull down strongholds? By letting stuff out. By not holding stuff in. See, this is the problem. Amen. How the adversary got power over the saints, they begin to hold stuff in. Amen. They was raped when they were children, so they don't tell nobody, and they hold it in. They was molested, and because they are boy, they don't tell nobody, and they hold it in. And they had all of this stuff holding in. And what begins to affect them? They begin to act out. They begin to find themselves, amen to God, amen, sleeping with everybody. They begin to find themselves not talking to nobody. They removed themselves from society, all because they did not do what God said. God said, cry. In other words, amen to God, it's time to get it out. Hallelujah. Somebody says, time to get it out. Amen. We've been walking around with secrets. Amen. We've been walking around, amen, amen to God, with people having power over you. Amen. Because you kept this stuff on the inside. But amen, and that dog just keep coming up to you. Amen to God, that they got something on you. Amen to God, even when they dead. Amen to God, it's like a dead dog. How many of y'all got some dead dogs in your life? Amen to God, that it happened years ago, but you still got it on the inside because you ain't told nobody. So that dead dog come run up to you, and instead of screaming and chasing him away, you running from him. Amen. We giving you a message today to cry loud and spare not. I'm trying to equate you with that primal scream inside of you. So when that dead dog come up to you, oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We got some dead dogs messing with somebody on this line right now. Amen. Something happened years ago, and you ain't talked about it. Something happened years ago, and you ain't addressed the situation. Amen. It's a secret. Amen. Amen. So that secret is a dead dog. Amen. Amen. Think about it. Like a dog come up to you and barking at you and growling. Amen. A God, and you are afraid. And, amen. But he's growling. But if you just use your primal scream, hallelujah, that dog will back off. That dog will run. Try it. When you're getting chased in the natural by a dog, amen, if you begin to use your primal scream, amen, that dog will find himself running from you. Amen. But instead, amen to God, you are running from the dog. God told me today, tell these people calling in, if you're in your car right now, amen, I'm going to scream at that dead dog. Hallelujah. Somebody needs, if you're in your car right now, you need to scream out, devil, you a liar. Hallelujah, he's a liar, he's a liar. Amen, I need to find my primal scream. Amen, inside of me. The Bible says, cry loud and spare not. Amen, I'm not going to hold anything back. Because if I hold it back, amen, that dog is going to keep chasing me. If I hold it back, that dog is going to bite me. But if I let out my primal scream, in the name. Oh, come on, somebody got a primal scream in them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, somebody just shout it out. Devil, you's a liar. Oh, come on, come on, somebody. Amen. We're going to get rid of all these dogs that's been around the saints of God. All these dogs that have been, amen, making you afraid. All these dogs that have been keeping you from going forward. You would go forward, but a dog is standing in front of you. What's in front of me? Amen. Those secrets, amen, of God. Something that happened to you. So, amen, of God, instead of moving it out the way, you stand there and look at that dog, and he stares you down and growls at you. But I'm telling you today that God told me to tell you, you got a growl inside of you. You got a primal cry. The Bible says, cry loud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Let that dog know who you are. Amen. Greater is he that's inside of me. Amen. Than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. I got a primal scream. Amen. By the time we finish this message, every dead dog gonna know, amen, you got a scream inside of you. Every dead dog gonna know, amen, to God, that, amen, you got a God that's bigger than him, only if you magnify God with me. Amen. Don't hold nothing back. Amen. Somebody said today, amen, on this phone line, I'm not going to hold nothing back. Amen. Amen. That dead dog. Amen. All them dead dogs, those spiritual ghosts, they are there. They're in front of you. You can't go forward in your ministry. You can't go forward, amen, to God, in marriage. You can't go forward in anything because that dog is there. And you ain't screamed yet. Amen, amen. Somebody said, I ain't screamed yet. Hallelujah, amen. That's the problem. You ain't screamed yet. You've been, amen, getting stuff done to you. Amen. How have you been getting people speaking over you? Amen. But, amen, ever notice when people talk too much to you, once you get loud with them, they understand it's time to stop. You need that primal scream to come out every now and then and tell the devil, devil, you's a liar. Hallelujah, I don't receive this. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Amen. When you get the prayer, the Bible talks about come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. God wants you to tell him everything. Amen. If you tell me everything, hallelujah, amen, I'm going to embolden you. Amen. That when people come around you, you ain't going to be afraid to scream at that dog. Amen. God, hallelujah. Some of y'all want to get married right now, right? Amen. But amen, if you tell them you're saved, if you tell them you don't believe in sex before marriage, they're going to leave you. But amen, it's time now to look at that dog and scream anyway. I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And if you want me, you got to take my Jesus with me. Oh, you got to scream. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, we going to preach today. Amen, amen. These dogs done took over the saints. These dogs done took over the church. Amen, amen. You got all these people in the congregation doing what they want to do in the past. After not talking, amen to God. He got all these dogs in there giving him money in the congregation. Amen. Keeping the lights on and keeping this on. And I can't preach like I want to preach. Amen. I can't teach like I want to teach. Amen. Got, amen, people over here. Amen. Got this going on and that going on. Amen. But he's giving so much to the church. But the Bible says, cry loud and spare not and lift up your voice like a trumpet. Show my people. Amen, their transgressions and the house of Jacob, their sins. It's time to show. Amen, it's time for some show and tell here. Amen, God, where is your primal screen? Amen, God is speaking now. He got questions, amen, God. I want your primal screen. First, you got to scream at me. God said, I want that primal screen. I want you to cry out and spare not. I want you to tell me everything that you went through, amen, God. Everything that you've been holding inside of you. Everything that happened to you. You need to leave it at the altar. Amen, whatever it was, whatever hurt that you went through, whatever disappointment you went through, oh God, whatever happened to you, I need you to tell it all today. Amen, come on, come on, somebody. Where my role-play people at? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Where the prophets? Where the intercessors? Where the pastors? Amen, get your ropes out. Amen, because we praying today. The Bible says, cry aloud and spare not. Get everything out. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Some stuff about to be released. Amen. You don't want it to go back in your house. You don't want it to go back in your congregation. You don't want it to go back in your phone line. You don't want to take that home with you on the ride home in your car. So, amen, I need y'all to get your ropes out. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, gonna be bound in heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, come on, get your ropes out. Hallelujah, amen, amen. I want y'all to help me bind up that strong man. Amen, so somebody can find the primal scream and scream at that dog when it come at him and whatnot. Amen, hallelujah. You can't do this. Amen, look at what happened. Look what you did. Look what you said. Look what you done thought. Look what happened to you. I tainted now. Some of y'all walking around think you tainted. Amen, God, but God is saying to you right now, I need you to cry loud and spare not. Get everything out of you. I need that storage to be empty because I got something else that I want to put inside. But until you empty it out, I can't put nothing in. Oh, come on, somebody. Where you at? Where you at? Come on, come on. Somebody got their ropes out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever I bind on earth, going to be bound in heaven. I'm binding up that strong man. Amen, amen, amen. That dog. Amen. That got you afraid. Some of us won't walk down the street because a dog is on that street. Some of us won't even walk on that side of the road because that dog is on the side of the road. Some of you won't even go to a certain city because your past is in that certain city. Some of y'all won't even go to certain grocery stores because certain people, amen, is in that grocery store. And now that you done changed your life, you can't even go. God said it's time for you to stop walking around with fear and time for you to scream at that dog and say amen to God that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I got a primal scream inside of me and something inside of me, amen, is telling me to go ahead in spite of what I did, in spite of what happened to me, in spite of what my life used to be. Hallelujah. I'm not there no more. Where's your primal scream at? Come on, come on, come on, intercessors. Amen. Get the ropes out. Amen. I want you to pray right now. Amen. Because those things are getting tied up. Past I see getting tied up. Faults are getting tied up. And like the Lord said, amen, we tired of talking to them. We tired of saying how this feels and how that feels. But because it's affecting the body. It's affecting the body. When you look at sickness and you look at those mind sicknesses, they're beginning to affect the body because you're holding stuff on the inside. All of a sudden, they got people who can't even talk no more. There was a poet and whatnot. Amen. I forget her name. But she said, amen to God, when she was messed with. Amen to God. And she was a young girl. Amen to God. And she was raped. Amen. By a neighbor. And amen to God, when they found out, when she told them who raped her, and she was a young girl, about 5 or 6, amen to God, the people arrested the man. And then they let him out the next week and whatnot, just so they can kill him. And when he was murdered, she thought that my words got somebody killed. So about for 3 or 4 years, she didn't speak anymore. For 3 or 4 years, that primal scream inside of her didn't come out because she thought that it was her words that killed somebody. I'm trying to tell you, somebody might be on this phone thinking that that's something that you did affected somebody, so you're not going to step out anymore. You tried to step out one time and it didn't go the way you thought. So amen to God, you stayed in fear. But God is saying it's time now. That dog is standing in front of you right now. I dare you to cross the street. I dare you, amen, to step into your future. I dare you to come by me. You need to get a primal scream and move that dog out the way. You need to say the blood of Jesus and make him move. Hallelujah, blood of Jesus. Come on, somebody walk with me. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Amen. We need to scream. Hallelujah. See that dog get out the way when you scream. And I don't care how big he is. When you scream, he says there's a certain confidence inside of you. Amen. That you know God is going to do something. Oh, come on, somebody. Cry loud and spare not. See, when you cry loud and spare not, that means I'm telling everything. Devil, amen to God, that's all right. Amen. I know what I used to be. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. Amen. Those things are dead. Like we said last time, those are skeletons. You talking about dead people. Stuff that I used to do. Stuff that I used to be. So amen. Hallelujah. If you want to talk about stuff that's dead, you must be a ghost. And if you a ghost devil, amen, you already died and you was keeping me from going forward. Lord, I need to have a primal scream, and I need to tell the devil today, amen to God, I got a new name over in glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. Hallelujah, it's mine. Come on, come on, somebody's getting a hold of your primal scream right now. You might be walking with me. You might be sitting down rocking side to side and say, that's right. Dogs do run when they scream at them. Hallelujah, amen, amen. Somebody you calling a brother might be a dog. Amen, amen, trying to keep you from going where you need to be. Some people need to be screamed on. Amen, somebody you calling a sister, amen, holding you back. You might need to scream on them. Amen, I'm talking about spiritually now. Amen. Cry loud and spell not. So guess what? Amen. I gotta be saved. I can't be a part of this. Amen. Amen. Pastor, it don't matter how much they give into your congregation. The Bible says, cry loud and spell not. Show my people their transgressions. Amen. Show it to them. Amen. In other words, we're going to pray that God would activate that word of wisdom inside of you. So when they come up for prayer, you will begin to tell them specifically what they're doing. You will tell them specifically what's going on in their house, their congregation. Amen. Show them their travel. Oh, come on. Where them ropes at? Where them ropes at? Come on. I need the prophets. I need the evangelists. I need the pastors. I need the intercessors praying. Amen. We got some pastors on this phone that need word of wisdom. We got some pastors on this phone. Oh God, need word of knowledge. We got some evangelists that's going from church to church. God, you gotta set some houses in order. Show them their transgressions. Guess what, brother? When you come up for prayer, amen to God. I'm not gonna say this out loud, but I'm saying it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. God knows your heart. He's seen you. He told me to tell you he's seen you yesterday. Hallelujah. It was at 11 o'clock in the morning. Come on, somebody. God is gonna give you specific things to tell to the people. Amen, amen. When you begin to cry loud and spare not, that means, amen to God, I'm not holding nothing back. I'm not holding it back in prayer. I'm not holding it back in prophecy. In the name of Jesus, this is what you have to do. When the primal scream comes out, the Bible says, amen, cry loud. Why cry, Lord? Why cry? Something about a primal scream. Amen. The Bible says that when Jesus prayed, amen, he prayed so hard, amen, till drops of blood, till sweat came off of him. Let's say it like what it was. He prayed till sweat came off of him like drops of blood. And the Bible said Jesus wept. So when Jesus began to wept, he started releasing stuff. He released like, well, I know I'm going to have to die. Amen. He began to he was holding on. Amen. The flesh was holding on to the, amen, I want to live. And some of y'all flesh is holding on and it wants to live. But amen, it's all right to cry at funerals. Amen. Ain't no harm to cry at funerals. That's what we do. Hallelujah. Amen. Today is your funeral. Amen to God, so you can cry like Jesus did. But amen, to get that cry out, you got to be a primal scream. Amen. You got to scream at that dog. Amen. Scream at your past. Scream at that secret inside of you. Amen. And let it know, amen to God, that I'm back here now. I'm back now. I'm stepping into mine. I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace. I'm going to do, amen, like Isaiah did. Amen. He cried loud and he spelled out. Now, why did they call Isaiah a major prophet? Amen. He was a major prophet. And they also called him an eagle-eyed prophet. Amen. Because Isaiah was able to see way down the line what was going to happen. Amen. He would be like, you know, these eagles, these birds that fly miles above us, but they can see deep down under the water where the food is at. Amen. God is going to give you that spirit. Amen. To God, you flying above people. Amen. But God, I want you to show them where the food is at. That's why we went to the book of Isaiah for this. God, amen, wants you, amen, to God, to find your primal scream. God wants you to cry loud and spare not. God, show them where the food at. Amen. Show them the city. Amen. Where they need to be at. Show them the ministry that they need. Yes, Lord. They're flying above. That means they're not intermingling with the worldly folk. They're not intermingling, oh God, with how they used to be. Who pulled us out of that. So, oh God, but now that you pulled us above that, show us where the food at. Oh, come on. Somebody say, Lord, show me where the food at. Show me where my food at. Lord, you done moved me out of this state. You done moved me out of this church. You done moved me out of this marriage. You done move me out of this and that. Now, God, show me where the food is at. Oh, come on, somebody. Where, come on. Where are mama bears? Amen. Get your ropes back out. Hallelujah. Amen. name of Jesus. The Bible says, cry loud. We cry loud now. Amen, amen. Pray, pray, pray for these gifts. We got pastors on this phone. We got evangelists on this phone. We got apostles on this phone. Amen to God. They need wisdom. They need word of knowledge. They need to be able to see so they can show the people their transgressions in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Them dogs don't like this. I see y'all wrapping dogs up. Amen. The Bible said to the pulling down of the strongholds. Amen. A stronghold, after a thief commits a crime, he goes and hides out with everything that he stole inside of that house. Amen. He's hiding out right now. Amen. But we're going back to the hideout in the name of Jesus. And we're going to cry loud and spare not. And we're going to lift our voice up like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. You ever know something about sound? When you reach a certain sound, they say it can break glass, it can break stuff, it can break stuff, it can destroy stuff, it can destroy yokes. I'm looking at the anointing, amen, as a trumpet. And when you begin to blow your anointing, when you begin to let it happen and don't hold nothing back, the anointing is like a trumpet. It makes a certain sound, and when that sound comes, stuff start breaking around it. I'm talking to you today. When you start praying and not holding stuff back, when you start preaching and not holding stuff back, stuff will start breaking around you. Yokes broke, Lord, hallelujah. Amen. That thing that was around that marriage in your congregation, it's broke in the name of Jesus. That thing that was around those people wanting to commit suicide, hallelujah, it's broke in the name of Jesus. Stuff, when you reach a certain note, amen, a certain primal scream, and stuff start breaking all around you. Stuff that held, amen, you down for years. Yokes that bound you up, attached you to a person, attached you to a place. Oh, I see it breaking right now. Oh, because of a sound, because of that primal scream inside of you. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Where my intercessors at? Where my pastors? Where my evangelists? Where my apostles at? Get your rope out. Whatever you bind on earth, gonna be bound in heaven in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody. Oh, God, you feel that cry. Activate. Activate the cries, God. Activate them primal cries in the name of Jesus. Activate that cry. Activate it. Activate it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody's shouting right now. Amen, something just broke. Something, oh, somebody sing a song. Break every chain. Not some of them, but everything. How can I break that? You gotta keep singing that note at a certain pitch. You can't be just singing about certain things. You gotta be preaching a word for stuff to break. You gotta be talking about specific things. Amen, in the key of this and the key of that. And after you reach a certain key, bing, stuff is breaking. Bing, oh, come on, something just broke. Oh, God, I believe I got a certain note. I believe I hit a certain note, and something broke in your life. Amen, some yokes broke in your life. Oh, come on, somebody. Cry loud and spare not. I'm telling everything. Come on, come on, come on. Somebody walking back and forth. Amen, waving, waving, and binding. Oh, come on, somebody binding with me right now. Amen, get your rope. Whatever I bind on earth, gonna be bound in heaven. In the name of Jesus, cry out, spare not. Amen. Show my people their transgression. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. A trumpet making a sound right now. Amen. A shame of God is making a sound right now. When you are praying, the adversary can't take it. Amen. You reading a certain note, a certain spiritual note, a certain primal scream, where stuff begin to break around you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, something just broke. Something just broke. Hallelujah. Somebody said, my mortar broke. I'm birthing something. I've been holding it inside for too long. Amen. I've been hiding this pregnancy. Oh, God, but when you preach like that, my water broke. Hallelujah. It came out. You cried loud. Amen. And lifted your voice up like a trumpet. And when you hit that note, when you told me the truth, when you told me about me, my water broke. Well, come on, somebody. We're going to try to break some stuff today. We're breaking water. Amen. Somebody going to get some birth. Some pastor's going to get some word of knowledge. Some evangelist's going to get words of wisdom. And your church going to be different. Oh, God, when I cry aloud, I spare not. I'm not holding anything. Oh, come on, somebody. That means when you talk to God, you're telling him everything. Oh, God, yes, God. I know I got position. I know I got title. Oh, God, but every now and then. Oh, come on, somebody. I need to tell God that. God will say, now that you got it and you told me, now leave it here. You can come boldly, because when you talk to God, he's not going to put your business out. You can come boldly, because when you tell him something, as far as the east is from the west, so shall your sin and that conversation be from his ears and his lips. I won't hold it against you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to say it out loud. I'm going to tell you, God, because I know you're not going to hold it against me. Oh, we thank you even now, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah for your word right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I love you so much, oh God, that I'm going to do a primal scream. I need to activate a specific frequency, amen, for something to break. See, that's what trumpets do. That's what screams do. You ever see on television when persons scream and they hit a certain frequency, every glass begin to break? Amen, that's what you need to do. You need to hit a certain frequency in God. You need to hit a certain frequency in your anointing, and stuff will begin to break. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Look at that, look at that. The devil don't like that. Some more dogs got tied up. Amen. Some more glasses. Bam! Something got broke in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In your ministry, that thing that was holding your ministry, that gift that was around your ministry, it just broke. It just popped. Just like that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Stuff is breaking. In your house is breaking. In your car right now. Somebody shake your head side to side. Give God the praise. Something broke. Oh God, are you trying to get a certain frequency? All you need to do is cry. Cry aloud. Amen. Tell the devil. That means talk back. Don't be scared of him. When the dog is standing in front of you, scream at him. Get away from here. In the name of Jesus, talk back to the devil. You can sense spiritually when the devil is in your house. Get on out of here in the name of Jesus. You can sense when he's on your job. You can sense when he's over your children, when he's on your family. Get on out. Come on, come on. There's a certain frequency that gets in you and your prayer life when you become God's anointed. Amen to God. And when you begin to tell him everything, when you stand not in your prayer meetings, when you stand not when you're talking to him, that when you begin to pray, you pray in a certain frequency. So just like that glass break, amen to God, the yoke break. Hallelujah, your son coming home. Hallelujah, wives and husbands coming back home. Hallelujah, the saints that left the church, they're coming back to church. They said, I don't know why, but something got a hold of me. Hallelujah, it's a frequency. Amen, we getting a frequency. We reaching. We going to reach a frequency. I got this pastor on this line. I know we reaching a frequency. I got this evangelist on this line. I know we reaching a frequency. I got this intercessor on this line. I know we reaching a frequency. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. With all these praying people, all these certain brothers and certain sisters got that gift of prayer inside of them. Oh, when we let out this primal scream, something's going to break. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, right now, break it, break it. Come on, somebody, break it. Come on, I need the ropes back out. Whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. Get your ropes back out. Break it, Jesus. Break it, Jesus. Come on, come on, break it. We are one accord. Wait, see, we are trying to reach a certain frequency in the Holy Ghost. We are trying to reach a certain frequency in the net. Oh, come on, come on. We're reaching a certain frequency. Oh, God, in the kingdom of God, that when we speak together, one man put a thousand asunder, but two men 10,000. Break it. Break it, God. Come on, you know what it is. You ain't even got to say it out loud. But that yoke that's been around your neck. Amen. You called into the line today because God says, spare not. It's time to tell it all. It's time to leave it all at the altar and then pray in a frequency. Amen, amen. The stuff stop breaking around you because you got real with God. Amen. No more playing church, God. Amen. I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you all these hands belong to you now, God. Oh, come on, come on. These feet, I'm only walking places you tell me to walk now, God. Hallelujah. If I'm going to pray in a specific frequency, amen, my whole body got to belong to you. I got to cry. I can't hold nothing back. Amen. Because anything that I hold back will affect the body. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen, amen, amen. We told you that there are certain things going on inside of you that's affecting the body. And what God wants is you to do a primal scream. God wants you to get it out. Amen. Get it out of your body. How do you get it out? How do you chase that dog out your yard? Amen. You scream at him. You let him know, amen, to God, hallelujah, there is nothing that you can do to me, amen, that ain't already been done. Amen, amen, amen. I know that God got my back. Hallelujah. I know that nothing, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, no matter who is coming from. Hallelujah. No matter how long they've been saved. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Cry loud. Spare not. And lift up your voice like a trumpet. They tell me, amen to God, you got to lift. And when you lift, when a plane is going at a certain speed, amen, once it goes another speed, it breaks the sound barrier. And then there is a boom heard all over that area where they at. Amen. You need to get showing God, guess what, devil? I'm running for my life. And if I'm running for my life, I don't know about you, I'm not running like regular people run. If I'm running for my life, amen, there's a certain wind behind my back. There's a certain step that I'm taking that other people ain't taking. There's a certain dodge of certain things that I'm dodging when I'm running for my life. But after I get up to a certain speed where God can use me, you're going to hear a boom. Hallelujah. I'm praying for that boom in your life. Amen. That those that called in today, that God will give you your boom. That when you hang up this phone, you begin to run for your life until you feel that boom. It might be tomorrow. It might be next week. But you're going to feel differently. There's going to be a boom. Amen. All because you were obedient to the word today. You cried loud. You spared not. And lifted up your voice like a trumpet. We thank God for those of you obedient, amen, who called in today. And we ask that you begin to share this message. Amen. Tell somebody that, amen, God, there's a primal scream inside of you. There's a certain frequency that you reach in God where every yoke starts breaking. Amen. But you got to get there. You got to learn that note. And what happens to you, amen to God, when you learn that note, amen, then you can become somebody God can count on. Amen. But you got to learn that note. Amen. I got some people in the choir over here, right? Amen. I know you in the choir. You're on here. Amen. You understand that you got to learn to hit a certain note. Amen. Hallelujah. Learn that note. Amen. You put in this certain divisions. Amen. When you sing, okay, you sing. You soprano. I heard how you singing. You gonna go over there. You gonna be a first soprano. You go second soprano. Y'all go over there. Where my tenor's at? Come here. You come over here. Amen. Amen. I can tell who you are by your note. Come on, where my alto's at? Amen. You think you're a soprano, but you're an alto. Well, I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. There's a note that you hit, and this is how you are known by. And the adversary, remember when he said, Peter I know, and Jesus I know, but who are you? And the seven sons of Sceva got ran off by the devil, naked. That means he took everything from them. You gotta look at these words when it says things like naked. I took everything from you. How many of y'all on this line lost everything? I mean everything. Because you wasn't in the right thing. The devil knows your note. He knows whether you're alto, soprano, or tenor. Amen. So you acting like you're a soprano and you're alto, he knew it. And the Bible says that they ran away naked. The devil took everything from them. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you operating in the right note? Are you crying out loud and sparing not in the right note? If you're not doing it in the right note, the right spirit, hallelujah, I'm trying to tell you, you're going to end up like the seven sons of Sceva. Amen. Hallelujah. We're my choir directors. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You get people in there and they say, no, I'm an alto. I know what I am. I know I'm an alto. I've been singing in this choir for years. And they said I'm an alto. Well, I'm here to tell you. Amen. You tone deaf. Amen. And you, matter of fact, you might be, amen, one of the tenors. Hallelujah. But you definitely not no soprano. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to tell people stuff. Amen. They are not on the right frequency. Amen. And they will mess a whole song up. They will mess a body up. You put people in the wrong position, they will mess the whole song all the way up. You're like, Lord, what's really going on? Hallelujah. Amen. So amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Find your frequency. Make sure you are in the right place. Make sure you are saying the right thing and God will bless you. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere. Hallelujah. Anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. And anytime I'm gonna talk so, God can use me. Come on, somebody, anywhere, hallelujah. And anytime I'm gonna talk so, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah. And anytime I'm gonna live so, God can use me. Anywhere, come on somebody, and anytime I'm gonna live so God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, and anytime. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Amen. And we turn it back over to Sister Ruby. Amen. And Evangelist Adrian Menard, God bless you. Amen. Cry loud and spare not. God bless you.
God bless you. That was the word. Woo! Cry loud and spare not. Well, Minister Liberal Democrat, you done hit another one, I'll tell you. Woo! The Lord said he can't do anything until we clean our own self out, all the stuff we've been holding back for years and early years and stuff, and it hinders us. So, woo, that was a blessed word. Minister Democrat done took us a little higher today. That's truly a blessing. So we gonna go, we don't have quite a few on the line, off. So you have time to say whatever you feel led in your heart. It's time. Okay, we're going to go to area code 501-5845.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Praise the Lord. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, this is Melanie Davis from Floyd, Arkansas.
Oh, okay, Melanie Davis from Floyd, Arkansas.
I haven't tuned into you in a long while, and it was a blessing that I'm friends with you on Facebook, and God just led me to hear this word and just to be encouraged and just to be able to release more of him and to release more of myself so I can just be more captivated and be able to manifest the Holy Ghost that is within me, because I'm waging so many wars in my life with the spiritual battles that I've just got to release all everything to him so I can have more power within the Holy Spirit. And I was just blessed today to hear the word that I heard.
Oh, well, we're so blessed that the Lord led you. He knows what he's doing, and that's a blessing. I kept trying to find your number, but you haven't been on, I guess, in a while. So
no,
that's
nice. I haven't. I listened to a lot of Anthony Hill, and the Lord just led me your way today just to hear you.
Oh, well, that's a blessing, and you know, we thank the Lord that the word that you needed. I know I needed the word to clean it out, holding on to stuff. But
I didn't even realize some of the stuff that I was hanging on to, and I was like, Lord, I can't be the intercessor you called me. I can't move forward. I see what I have to let go of, and it's just a refreshing, renewed spirit in my mind to be able to plant me on solid ground, and I feel so much better than what I felt 2 hours ago.
Well,
praise God is all I can say.
That's a blessing. That's what the word come to do.
Yeah.
So we're just excited that the Lord led you to tune in. Please feel free to tune in, you know, as you come. We're here Monday through Friday. I think you know the schedule because you come out, you see us on Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. So we thank you so much for staying tuned. You know, you was on a long time, so we just thank you, and we just thank the Lord for you. And the word came, and you know what? The Lord is requiring of all of us.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay,
and I'll
God
be praying for y'all and for for just, I'm just an intercessor, and I'll just be praying for y'all for the Holy Spirit just to rain down upon your ministry and to give y'all the words that we need to be hearing so we can be in tune, because we're living in the end times.
That's,
and we got to be ready.
Yes, and pray for our crusade. I think it's September, I think the 3rd through the 5th or 6th, and Evangelist Bernard, the Lord told her to go. So she went back to New Orleans, been gone 30-something years, but the Lord sent her back there, and she's doing adding another work in New Orleans. So she's the Lord led her to have the crusade, and she's going to have the crusade September the 3rd, Labor Day weekend, 3 days. So
yes,
in your prayer, and you can look on the Facebook, and the flyer is up there.
Okay, all right.
Okay, then. God bless you.
I will. God bless you all. Thank you.
Uh-huh, God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Okay, we're going to Elder Peggy Jones. We know you're on there, but we're going to Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. How are you today, Evangelist Bernard? Liberal Democrat, Sister Ruby, that word was really powerful. And I really received the word about letting things go so that God can use you. These last couple of months, I've had to let friends go. I've had to let a relationship go. I've had to let so many things go because of strongholds and because of a lot of spiritual things I've been going through, just attacks, and I had to really analyze myself and just get quiet and just get in God's presence and get really quiet so the Lord can minister to me and that the Lord can talk to me and let me know the things that I needed to remove out of my life. And he will show you. He will show you people. He will show you your relationships. He will show you and their intentions they have for you. And I had to really go in and allow God just to move and allow God and trust and believe God and remove a lot of things out of my life. Because like the young lady was saying that, you know, God, in order for him to really effectively use you, he has to remove some things. He has to take some things away. He has to reshape you. He has to break you. He has to chasten you in order to get you to the place where he needs you to be so that you can be more effective, so that when you get ready to go in and you pray and be an intercessor, a prophet, an evangelist, a pastor, or whatever it is, God has to really have you ready and prepare you so that when you go on this battlefield, which you'll be able to battle and battle effectively. And just releasing things the last couple of weeks and just really allowing God to lead me and stepping up, you know, stepping up my game and stepping up and just trusting God and believing God. And when he tells me to go and do things, just make sure I do them and trust him. Trust and have faith in where the Lord is leading me. And that was just how, and I screamed out. I've been screaming out and just screaming it into the atmosphere and screaming God's word out and screaming it out with the things that God has been telling me to do and stop being quiet and stop, you know, acting as if I can't open my mouth and I can't speak for myself. I can't talk for myself because, again, God gave me a voice and he gave me a prophetic voice. And it's time for me to speak it out loud and to shout it out loud on the tone and in the atmosphere the word of God would have me to do. So I thank you for that word. It was powerful. And God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Albertine. That's a blessing. The word always on time for us, isn't it? It's such a blessing. You're on the whole time, a few minutes. I said, Lord, I thank you. Quite a few came on, but some, you know, got to be busy or whatever and have to leave. But anyway, we're going, is this Sister Arlene? 917-9100.
Yes, ladies. Hi. Good afternoon.
Oh, praise the Lord. I thought that was you before. Praise the Lord. God bless. Good to hear your voice and be on the broadcast today.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
Did you have any comment or did you hear any part of the, you heard some of the message?
You heard the tail end of it. It just kind of fell in line with something I read this morning. about, you know, just surrendering yourself to God and letting God use you. So definitely confirmation, the little bit that I did catch was definitely just to confirm, you know, some things that, you know, we all need to let go of, you know, and, you know, just keep it moving because God wants to use us in a different kind of way.
Amen. That's a blessing. You've been on before, but the time we got to get you, you probably had to leave. But we just thank you so much for tuning in. And when I see that, I say, that is her. You know, I get the names. I don't get the names right, at least for about 2 or 3 months. But y'all know my heart, and I'll be trying to call it. But God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in.
My tour at work changed, so it's a little difficult for me to get through, but I jumped on it today because I had a little bit of time. But God bless you guys as well. Thank you.
Okay, and God bless you, and we love you, and we love you, the love of Jesus. So when I look up and see your number, I know sometime you'll come on Sunday morning, and then when I look up, you had to leave or whatever. But God bless. It's just a blessing, and thank you so much for tuning in.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to Elder Peggy Jones.
I'm Sister Ruby. I'm laying here in my bed listening, and I'm in awe. I'm in awe. I'm like, oh my God, this man has taken this scripture to another level.
Mm-hmm.
He had to be talking to Jesus because Jesus must have told him, "I need to cry out loud." You know how you feel sometimes? You feel like everybody, you cried out loud for everybody else. I mean, I was just saying this to my pastor. I can give you your medicine. I can go in there, shake it up. I can put it on the spoon and give it to you. But when it comes time for me, I'm sitting here wondering, like, okay, Lord, you come through for this person. Then doubts start kicking in. But he said we have to cry out loud and spread not. And what I like about it is I like that fact that he told us that it's okay to cry out loud. You know, we're not weak because we're crying. You know, a lot of times people take that weakness as a form of weakness. And when it really is a form of humility. You know, you being humble. And what you're saying is when you're crying out loud to God is, I can't handle this. This is not and you recognize that this is not your battle. This is not for you. This is something bigger than you. And that's what God wanted us, that he wanted in the position of that we could be humble to him. And that if you cry in front of somebody, that means that you really don't care what that person thinks. You know, you really don't. If you ever cried out and been in a place where you cried out and you were going through something and you didn't really worry about what people were thinking, what you were going through, so that means that there's no pride there. The pride has left the building, you know. The Bible says pride is also a form of abomination. So when we allow ourselves to be human, because see, you know, even the ministers, the elders, the preachers, the intercessors, as he was calling out the names, the apostles, we have issues, we have things going on, but who? We have to stay so strong before the people that when we get behind closed doors, we think that we're not supposed to cry aloud. But we're finding out today that it's okay to cry aloud. We're not God. He just mandated us to be the one to pray for those people. But when I do intercessory prayer on Sunday mornings, I tell them the only reason why I'm not at that altar is not because I don't need to be at that altar. It's because I've been mandated to be the one to pray over the altar. But don't misunderstand. I got some things I got before God too, and so for Minister Democrat to tell us to cry aloud and that it's okay, you don't have to think that you're weak. That's not a form of weakness. Matter of fact, it's a form of strength. It's showing you how strong you are because you now. What am I doing? I'm giving it to God. I'm letting God realize. And then as he was doing it, I was looking up the scriptures and stuff. I'm like, cry aloud. Okay, he's saying that the cry aloud was from the throat and from the stomach, it was from everything. You giving it all. When you cry out loud, they spread not. That means you put it all on the table. You put it all out there. You put it all out there. You care who around. I mean, have you ever been around somebody that just had a deep cry? I mean, you felt the hurt and you felt the pain. That's what he's saying. Don't spread nothing, because I already know what you're going through. I already know what's facing you, what you're facing. But guess what? You don't have to worry about it. Just cry out. Give it to me. And don't spread not. Spread not. And I just sitting there thinking, I'm like, Lord, he had to be talking to God about me, because a lot of times I sit back, and as an intercessor, we find ourselves by ourselves, and I used to have a problem with that, but I don't have a problem with that no more. But then I'm like, Lord, who can I cry to? Who can I call sometimes and say, you know what, I just need to cry. You know, I don't want, we ain't got to talk. Because people, you start telling, talking and stuff, people start praying, and sometimes people think that they were the reason why you got your breakthrough. You know what I'm saying? But if you just cry, if I'm able to just call Sister Ruby and say, Sister Ruby, look, I just need to cry. And Sister Ruby say, go ahead and cry. Here's my shoulder. You can lean on me. But how many of us really tell our sisters and brothers, here's my shoulder. You can lean on me. Just cry. Let it go. And when we release that, then what you're doing in the atmosphere, you're releasing God to go ahead and take control of it. And you taking it. That cry out loud, prayer not, is saying, I'm taking my hand off of it. You know? And a lot of times as leaders, we don't get that opportunity to cry out loud, prayer not, because we're crying for the people. We're crying for others, and we are the altar for others, and we're gap. I call it gap standards. We're standing in the gap for people all the time, and we never take the opportunity to cry for ourselves. But the prophet Isaiah told us today that it's okay for us to cry. We're not weak. We know we're human. We're human. I mean, we were created to cry. If he wasn't created to cry, he wouldn't give us those tears. So, but I just want to tell Minister Democrat, thank you, because now that I know, it's, you know, every now that you just need to hear, you already know, you know, it's okay to cry. But now that I know it's not a form of weakness, I mean, I'll be mindful of who I cry to, because I'm not going to go to a lay member and cry, because they're just new in the word. I don't want to mislead them. But, you know, it's okay to cry out loud to God. And then I ain't got to go to nobody else. I can go to this God to cry out loud, you know, and lay on the altar. See, we don't lay on the altar no more. We should go lay on the altar. You know, we need to go lay and start laying on the altar, start crying out loud on the altar, and let God answer instead of laying out on somebody else's couch. We go lay on somebody else's couch, but we don't lay at the altar. So thank you, Minister Democrat, for another profound Raymond word for me. I got my Raymond word today. I don't know about nobody else.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I got mine too. But you know the thing that's so timely, Elder Peggy Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
That's so timely with each and everybody, Sister Albertina, Sister Arlene. It's just a blessing, because not only that, he said, cry out loud, but the Lord is saying we have to go all the way back to our childhood, even things we're holding, you know. When he said, you know, when the Lord gave him the things we're holding, maybe we got raped, or maybe incest, or whatever, you don't talk about it, but it's not blotted out. It's right there, and it's still the heart where you got to cry out to the Lord, whatever happened to you, you know, as a
child,
give it to the Lord, because he knows all things, and he just want to hear it out your mouth. And we feel as though that we're not worthy to be we're in the body, but we're not in the body, because the right way of righteousness and holiness, because we're holding on to this, and it's embarrassing. I know for me, some of the things has been embarrassing, and I'm saying, Lord, you can't go and confide in the people, even though you've been hurting, and sometimes it goes away, but then eventually when you start reflecting, it comes back, but you can't go and tell it, because you're saying to yourself, especially with the pastors or bishop, what, you know, once it's out, you don't know if they're going to go mention it to this one or that one, and it's still not solving the problem. But he said, the Lord said, we got these hidden things that we're not bring it to him and cry out loud, because sometimes we think it'd be our fault. And it's not our fault. It's just the way that things happen and different situations that we have to go through. So that for me was a word too, a rhema word too.
Amen.
You know, the
Amen.
Things that you're holding in, it can hinder the anointing and hinder your ministry too to go further.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So that was
yes.
a blessing. Like you said,
Amen.
The blessing. And Sister Albertine say she's going to speak out, you know, and,
yes.
And nod, and that's a blessing. Sister Arlene said that she read a scripture today. So, and
yes.
then the sister from, was it Arkansas? She said
yes.
the different things she held in her heart. So, you know, I say, I just thank Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, because he knows what we all need, and he has sent a rhema word for each and every one of us in the life that would receive it in our heart.
Mm. Yes, ma'am.
So,
yes, ma'am.
That's been a blessing.
I tell you, I've been truly blessed by this ministry. I really have. Every day that I get up and get on here, I'm making my best. I tell my kids, I say, give me 2 hours. Give me 2 to 3 hours every evening at 3 o'clock. Don't knock on my door, because I want to get. So I'm seeking a closer walk with him. I'm trying to get better in my life. I'm trying to get better in my walk. I'm trying to make sure my talk and my walk is lining up. I need this time. This is my time, Monday through Friday. I look forward to it. The days I can't be on here, man, it just does something to my spirit that I can't be a part just to hear the partation and to receive the word from the different men and women of God, and just to see which way God has taken Evangelist Bernard. I mean, all somehow God to give her these topics and. How it's a rhema word for today. It's relevant for today. It's not something that, you know, you thinking that we think that the word is for, it was for just for Isaiah, but he's bringing it to 2014 into my address. You know, it's putting it in my house and putting it in my heart. And I just thank God for that, because every day I'm truly blessed by it. And not only am I just listening to the word, but I'm trying to apply the word. You know, I'm trying to apply this. I'm trying to take a piece of that word every day and put it in my life. So tomorrow, because the Bible says much is given, much is required. So now I'm required to cry out loud. You see what I'm saying? I can no longer say I don't know, because I'd have been better not knowing about it. But now that I know, I got to cry out loud. And then he not only just say cry out loud, he said spread not. Don't hold back. Now that I know that, that's what he required of me, I have to do that. My reason for service is to obey his word. And so now I got to obey him. And it's like awesome how this word is so powerful, and it's a reverent word for today. It's, you know, for 2014. We don't have to worry about saying, well, this was in Moses' time or Isaiah time. No, he's talking to us. When you read that word of God, he's speaking to you. He's at your address. When you read that word, whether you can hear the word on his phone or if you pick the Bible up and read it for yourself, that's God speaking to me. That's God speaking to you. God telling you what to do. He ain't telling your neighbor. We so quick about doing it in church. Oh, he told Sister So-and-so when the preacher was preaching. No, what did he tell you? What did you get out of it? And then how are you going to not only just say, well, we had a good service, but did you apply the word of God? That's the key word. You know, my prayer is that I learn to apply it so I can be a vessel for him. When people see me, they don't see me. They don't see me. They see Christ. They don't see Peggy, because they see Peggy, they're going to be messed up. I'm telling you. But it's just so powerful how God takes these different men and women of God and take that same scripture. It's like all of us on this line, all of us got something different from it, and all of us heard the same word.
Same word.
That lets you know how good God is, because guess what I got was for me, and what you got was for you. That's why can't nobody get what you have that God has for you, because what God has for you is for you.
For you.
And we all got something different after the exact same word, you know? And even he got something different from what Sister Bernard came with, Evangelist Bernard came with yesterday.
So
yes.
It's just so powerful how God keeps taking his word and making it relevant to our
Amen.
Situation and to our lives.
Amen.
We have to take heed to it and learn to take the word of God that he gives us on a daily basis and apply it. If you don't do it, apply just a piece of it, you're not the same anymore. If I just take one piece of that word that he gave us and apply it, guess what? I'm no longer the same. I'm different because I applied that word into my life.
Amen. That's such a blessing. It's a blessing to have you on and sharing each and every one of y'all. It's Elder Peggy Jones. She's an elder and a minister. I just met on the highway. Come going to New Orleans. So we're going to go right in a minute. Sister Dawn, see if she can ask. Sister Dawn?
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Well, I'm busy right now. I called back. The line kept on going off. So everybody have a nice day. God bless you all.
Okay,
and
God
thanks
bless.
For the message. I needed that. Thank you.
Okay, God bless. Mm-hmm. It was Minister Little. Okay, God bless. We'll close you out. Okay, we're just such a blessing, and Elder Peggy Jones, has just been Sister Albertine, Sister Ollie, Sister Dawn, and we had quite a few more on, but, you know, sometimes they come in and come out. They don't stay. But we just thank the Lord and keep Evangelist Bernard up with the crusade. She normally is the Labor Day weekend, and if you go to Facebook, most of y'all on Facebook, you will see the flyer, and then you can hit the button in front of them and see who all there. She has everybody up on there and the time.
Amen.
And she's excited about the crusade. The Lord gave it to her last year. I think it was the first year, and she was going into Carolinas. But it didn't work out, but the Lord still say, well, it may not have been that time, but this time it is. So she's excited, and she's excited for souls. And I said, Lord,
Amen.
I thank you. That's what it's all about,
yes.
The kingdom work is souls. It's not going in
that's
and
right.
fellowship and each other talking and eating and chewing and one, bringing the word higher than the other one. It's about God's souls, and she's excited.
That's right.
About going into New Orleans, and she said the Lord said go, and she went. So therefore, he's opening up for Labor Day weekend. Please go on the Facebook and check it. She's not here, but if she was, she would take you right there and talk about it and pray.
That's right.
Prayer, so that the Lord will bring the souls in and the witnesses. And the ones that's witnessing for the Lord out on the hedges and highway, that they would bring in souls for the master to come into the family, the royal family of Jesus Christ baptized. So, and therefore she said, I don't know who's on tomorrow, but whatever it is, we'll be preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. So I thank each and every one of y'all that came on today. And with that, I thought maybe she would get in before we closed out. But with that, do anybody else have anything to say? And then we're going to close out. Sister Albertine, Sister Arlene.
I would just like to ask Liberal Democrats just to keep me in prayer.
He's not on the line.
We got off. Okay, that's okay then. God bless. And thank you so much for beautiful
they
word
will.
Of God.
Okay, you sure? Elder Peggy, do you feel like praying for?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Sister Albertine.
This evening, ma'am.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I was just asking for prayer. I'm going through some things right now, and I have to make some major decisions. So I just need you to stand in and intercede for me and pray, and that God just reveal to me the route that I should go and the decisions I should make in this evening. In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Father, we come right now, Lord, saying thank you right now, Lord, for the request that's been made known, Lord. You said make your request known, Lord. And then you also said in your word, Lord, that if we need wisdom and knowledge, Lord, that we need to seek you first, Lord. And we thank you for her coming to you right now, Lord, saying, Lord, I need to make the right decision. I want to make sure that it's of God, Lord, first of all, Lord, and that it's the will of God. for my life, Lord. We just say, Lord, we just ask you right now, Lord, to cover her right now, Lord. Cover her mind, Lord. Allow her to know clearly, Lord, that it's you speaking to her, Lord Jesus. Allow her to know that the way that you would have her, Lord, as we spoke before, order her steps in your word, Lord Jesus. Allow her to know that this is of you, Christ, Lord. Make no doubt. Let there be no doubt, Lord. Let there be no confusion whatsoever about who's speaking to her, Lord, that it be clearly for her right now in the decision that she has for you, Lord. And we just say thank you for this right now, Lord. We're going to be careful to give you the praise, Lord, when she gets her answer, Lord. She's going to come back rejoicing, saying thank you. She's going to be the one that comes back to say thank you for a clear understanding right now, Lord. You said if we need wisdom, Lord, ask of you, Father. And she come right now seeking wisdom in this situation, Lord. Seeking your faith in this situation, Lord. Seeking your order, Lord. Seeking your way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. We be careful, Lord, to give you the honor, Lord. We be careful, Lord, to give you the praise, Lord. It's already done. It's already done in the name of Jesus. We will know exactly what you have, what the will you have for her life, Lord, in this situation. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Peggy. I really appreciate that, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless. Okay, anybody?
God bless you.
God bless. Okay, so we're going to close out with that. Nobody else have anything? Sister Arlene, your line is open. So other than that, Elder Peggy, do you have anything to say before we close out?
I just wanted to say to us, you know, I know that Sister Bernard is not on the call, and it may just been the way that God led it. I emailed Sister Ruby yesterday. Y'all, let's keep Sister Evangelist Bernard lifted up. You know, whenever I know, I'm youth pastor at my church, and when we had a major event, the weeks and the month before, Satan comes like a flood, and he attacks. In every area, he used people that you think that would never hurt you, your feelings. He'll use people to do anything to get you discouraged. So let's keep this crusade lifted up. We have to, you know what? She's in the gap with us, and when she put these topics out there, she's standing in the gap saying, "Look, I'm giving y'all a ramming word from this person, from that person." So how about we be committed to being the gap stander for her, standing the gap for her, for this crusade, because guess what? If he can stop, his job is, I call it SKD, steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can do his SKD on us, then guess what? On her, on what she has before the Lord, then the crusade will not be a success. So it's our job to make sure that we cover this woman of God. I mean, she's covering us every day when she put these topics out here. So how about we give back in the way that we can and by covering her at night when you go to bed. Call her name out. Call out the crusade. And every door that she walks into, everywhere she her foot tread, God is going to give it to her. And we're going to speak that over her life for this crusade. Because guess what? If it was me, I want you to do that for me. You know? Am I my sister keeper? Yes, I am. I'm supposed to cover her. So that's my encouraging word. I wanted to say it yesterday. I didn't say it. And so I've tuned here today, and I'll say it again tomorrow with her being on there. Let's cover this woman of God from every time you think about it. Somebody come across your Facebook page, and you see her picture. Say, you know, you don't have to say a long prayer. Just say, Lord, cover her. You know, has a protection around her mind, her feet, her whole body, everything, her thought, everything. Finances opened up for her, releasing finances for this. So, because you know it costs money to do this stuff, some money to do this. You know it's gonna cost her some time. It's gonna cost some tears and things like that. So let's just have God. Let's already cover her. So whenever Satan comes, he realizes he ain't fighting just against her. He's fighting against a whole lot of us. He got to come with his best shot. So that's just my suggestion, that we cover this woman of God on a daily basis. We have just started September the 6th, but we know we need to cover her at least until September the 6th, until this crusade is over, because she's going out in the hedge and highways and trying to take back what Satan has already put out there. So you know he don't want her to do that. See, So he know he going to come because he was good as long as she wasn't out there trying to do anything. And let them people run around and do what they want to do. But she made a decision to do what God told her to do, and that's go and tell men and women to come to Christ. And so by doing that, she's saying, you know what, I'll be the one to stand together. I'll be the one to cry out loud. You know, I'll be the one. But with that being said, she's also got persecution and stuff waiting for her, lined up in a ditch waiting somewhere for her. So we got to cover this woman of God.
Amen. Amen. That's the blessing. We thank you for that, Elder Peggy Jones, to cover her. She's been covered, you know. I've been with her going on 3 years, so this is nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
Novice, you know, she always faithful to this Block Talk Radio line.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
You know, she loves God's people, and she has a heart and a compassion for them. But the Lord has given her so much stronger anointing for the outreach. And he sent her to New Orleans, and now, you know, she just is just a part of her. She's just excited about the highway and the hedges. I mean, she was always touched. Anointing, a powerful anointing coming. If nobody, she ain't gonna let sit and dance or whatever. She's going out there in the highway and hedges with the rest of them. And I said, Lord, you know, it's a blessing that you have carried, took her higher and higher for the win souls for the kingdom.
That's right.
What we're gonna do. So with that, we're gonna close out. I guess I'll close out the prayer. Lord, we just thank you this afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
Minister, liberal Democrat, to bring forth the word, cry aloud.
Yes, Lord.
And your word, you said, it shall go out and it shall not fail. It shall accomplish what it set out to do. And we thank
you. Yes, Lord.
Just had testimony about how the word have affected each and every one of us in our different ways, because you know each and everything about us. You know our heart.
Yes, Lord.
When we were born, you know our DNA, and you know everything that went on in our lives. And we thank you that you've given us an opportunity to cry out and repent for different things that we felt as though it's gone, but it's still in there, Lord, because you're merciful,
yes,
God. You said you just repent for whatever we have done. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and it
Lord.
Was under the
thank
blood.
You, Lord.
Hold it, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, and we thank you for allowing us to meditate and put a reflection on what you're calling us to do. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you for Elder Peggy Jones praying for Evangelist Adrian Bernard with this crusade. And as a matter of fact, she's starting the ministry. So, Lord, we
yes,
thank,
Lord. Thank you, Lord,
for her heart, because it came from her heart and not her head. Hallelujah, because
yes, Lord.
She could went on and not request that for us to cover her on Facebook when we on Facebook, just to cover her mind and whatever. So we thank you for Sister Albertine, Sister Arlene, and everybody that come on this line is concerned about Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We thank you for our speaker, Minister Democrat.
Yes,
week, you're giving him, taking him higher and higher for us to know what is required of you from us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you and we love you and we love your people and we give you all the glory and all the praise. I don't know the speaker tomorrow that'll be on, but please join us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time, because we, you know, this broadcast is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it'll be on, whether it's open form or whatever, but the word will go forth. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity. We humble ourselves and we thank you. We ask you to bless each and every family that's on this line and come on each and every day. Hallelujah.
Yes,
their husbands, their children, Lord Jesus. And you know what we all stand in need of. Hallelujah. And you say, you'll no otherwise turn away from us, Lord Jesus, when we do your will and your way. You said if you gave us the vision, you will have the provision. And we know that to be true. Hallelujah. So we thank
you, Lord,
each and every one that you have directed to this broadcast. Hallelujah. And that you send your rhema word down from heaven on this earth each and every day for us. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and praise you. And you bring in pastors, elders, bishops, each and every one that come on this broadcast, Lord. You have anointed them and appointed them for such a time as this in the kingdom. And we thank you and love you and give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So we're going to close out with Break Every Chain, like Minister Democrat say, by Tasha Cobb.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army right. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. God bless. We're going to close out in the episode. We pray, hope to see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific time.